Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Hour 2, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to watch us live, go to Sons of Liberty Media.com. Click on to YouTube, join us on Top Chat, go to the right side of the page, and there we are. Also go to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, same thing on the front page. Click on to it, join us on Top Chat. And if you want to call in, please do. Love hearing from you. Stick to the topic, please, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we were just talking about South Dakota's governor. She never had the authority to shut down anybody's business. Well, if she acknowledged that, how is it that the others got away with it? Folks, look what's going on in your government. One person just got done telling me, Bradley, I'm very confused about what's going on. If you knew your founding documents, you wouldn't be confused at all. I love the analogy of the FBI. The way that they detect counterfeits is they study the real ones. If you take the time to know the Word of God and the Constitution, you wouldn't be confused at all. The Lord would anoint your eyes to see this for what it is, and it's very simple to see. There's ill-designing men, Ephesians 14, in place to upend who we are as a people because they're trying to establish a global order. So what do? Do they use upright men? Absolutely not. They use the scoundrels. Read 1 Kings 13:33. And scoundrels is what you see across the boards. Let me ask you a question. Let's just weigh this out in the light of truth. How many politicians today do you see in trouble? None. I mean, they might be called out for scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal, but they're never prosecuted. Why is that? Because they're a part of the team. They're the actors, the clowns in the circus of politics, right? See, that shows you how corrupt your government is. None of the politicians have been dealt with, right? You just keep hearing promises of that to take place when, in fact, it hasn't happened. At least not in the face of the American people, because they don't want you realizing the power constitutionally that you have. They don't want you knowing that if you take the time to peruse the Constitution that you have the authority to impeach them from the president to the Supreme Court all the way down to the bottom. Yeah, they don't want you to know that you can indict them and charge them for crimes against we the people. Hey, folks, you've taken on the mindset that they can do what they want to do, and I see the responses all day long. It's just that. Well, because they can. No, no, no. They can because you're allowing them to do it. Right? You're the responsible party. Because they work for you. And the only thing that you do is complain about what you tolerate. And you're confused because you don't want to know the truth, because if you know the truth, then you're going to see your obligations before God and man, and you don't want that. That's the truth. If it wasn't the truth, man, I'm telling you what, correct me. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Speaking of corruption, we're all hearing about Honorable Ruth Bader Ginsburg, right? Isn't it interesting? Go online, friends, CNN, the Honorable Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg lies in state. The Constitution Center, the Honorable Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Hey, folks, here, listen, I want you to listen to me carefully. You don't sit there and look at a guy like me and talk about how I'm dishonoring those that step all over the sacrifice given to give us the freedoms that we have, namely the U.S. Constitution. And don't you look at me and have the audacity within yourself to go ahead and look at a guy like me and say, well, Bradley, you're just being really disrespectful. No, you're being disrespectful by honoring that which is dishonorable. Okay, let's put this into perspective. They don't have a right to violate the law. And the sacrifices, the hundreds of thousands of men that fought, bled, and died, fighting against the very things that you're tolerating. So again, let's put this into perspective. Okay? The Honorable Ruth Bader Ginsburg to receive national this, that, and the other thing. And we're hearing from the president how awesome she is. Hey, Judah, can you go ahead and play that? Do we have that audio of the president right after her death? Listen to this, friends. This is the president of the United States of America. Listen carefully.
As we meet tonight, our nation mourns the loss of a legal giant, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Her landmark rulings, fierce devotion to justice, and her courageous battle against cancer inspire all Americans. You may agree, you may not disagree with her, but she was an inspiration to a tremendous number of people. I say all Americans. Justice Ginsburg,
an inspiration to all of us. Folks,
friend of ours, friend of mine.
Is this guy kidding me? Is this guy kidding me? Honorable Ruth Bader Ginsburg is the one responsible for saying, I will not look to the U.S. Constitution if I were drafting a constitution in the year 2012. The Honorable Ruth Bader Ginsburg, really? Hey, folks, the world will love its own, right? Doesn't the Bible tell us that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God? Is anybody else angry about this? Folks, this is the same president that calls himself a Christian. You ready for this? Right? 1 John 2:4 says, He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. By the way, this is not some sort of segment based on condemning Donald Trump. No, Donald Trump is the representative of the people. He is the reflection of the American people. I'm not condemning Donald Trump alone. I'm condemning those that actually take this devil for being what he is not. He is not a Christian. He's not a Christian whatsoever. And if you knew the Word of God, you would know the difference and you wouldn't be confused. Donald Trump talking about the Honorable Ruth Bader Ginsburg, huh? Interesting. Thomas Jefferson, our third president, said the greatest danger to American freedom is a government that ignores the Constitution. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, what'd she just say? Don't look to the U.S. Constitution. Hey, folks, she's never looked to the U.S. Constitution. And if she has, what she wants to do is she wanted to manipulate and deceive the people into thinking that she was actually doing her job, when in fact what she was doing was tearing it down and aiding the creation of a new Constitution, which happens to be a part of a U.N. global initiative, just like Donald Trump. Yeah, that's a fact. One more thing, too, because I'm seeing more and more and more of this. It's interesting how the modern-day fact-checkers are hoping that the people in this country will just overlook the facts and embrace their revisions. When I looked up the quote on Ruth Bader Ginsburg, they said that the fact-checkers, right, that work for CNN, that work for the CIA, Snopes.com, and the list goes on. These fact-checkers, friends, are revising in hopes that you will not pay attention to the facts that expose them for the lies that they're perpetuating. When I said I would not look to the U.S. Constitution if I were drafting a constitution in the year 2012, in reference to something Ruth Bader Ginsburg said, they said that that wasn't true. Folks, it's exactly what she said. It's exactly what she said, okay? But just wait a second, friends, because this gets a lot better. The Honorable Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Really? Honorable. Okay, let's define honorable when we get back, and then we'll show you her fruit, and you tell me if it's honorable or not. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Okay, here we go. I want to continue on the Honorable Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Think again, just highlighting the fact that the President of the United States said that she was honorable. And I'm sure, according to his standard, Satan himself, I could probably see how you'd come up with that conclusion. But the fact of the matter is nothing but dishonorable was Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She was a wicked, wicked woman, and she has a lot of blood on her hands. But I just want to show you how this works, okay? So I get some biblically illiterate talk about, well, this is what she said. You're no Christian. You preach hate. Okay? For telling the truth. Now, what I want to do is I just want to go to the Word of God that she doesn't know, and I just want to highlight what she doesn't know. And I want you to listen carefully, okay? Because when you begin to understand what Scripture said, it's contrary to what you see today. Remember, Jesus was crucified by the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites like this woman, and the Herodians, those that follow after Caesar. Remember when they crucified Jesus? They said, we have no king but King Caesar. Well, they were both saying it together. Okay? Apparently, that's love, according to women like this, right? But the Bible's clear when it says this. It says, you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. And then he goes on and he says in verse 18, John 15, verse 18, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Whoa. If you were of the world would love its own, yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Then he goes on and he says, this is my commandment, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Read John 7:7, where Jesus told his brothers, the world cannot hate you, but me it hateth. Why? Because I testify against the deeds of the world that they're evil. See, folks, this is what happens when you get biblically illiterate people such as this woman. All right? If you go to Proverbs 28, it tells us that they that forsake God's moral law, his government, they praise the wicked. These are the ones that are defending Donald Trump. They praise the wicked. That's exactly right. And you deserve exactly what you're going to get. The innocent don't. But let's get over to the Honorable Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I want to show you her fruit because when you go to Webster's 1828 dictionary, it defines honorable as possessing a high mind actuated by principles of honor or a scrupulous regard to probity, rectitude to the truth, or reputation. Okay? When it comes to the definition of honorable and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, again, nothing could be further from the truth, Luke 16:15. So if we look at the voting record of the late Supreme Court, injustice, and I said injustice, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, that's all we have to do is look to what she said once again, which was a fact. She said it. I would not look to the U.S. Constitution if I were drafting a constitution in the year 2012. See, again, the modern-day fact-checker stated that's not what she said, when in fact that's exactly what she said. Secondly, she goes on, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you know, the president just said she was honorable, but it should come as no surprise concerning the fact that he considers this individual, this wicked woman, to be honorable because he's a partaker of the same evil deeds as her. What are you talking about? Well, Ruth Bader Ginsburg was in the support of over 30 million babies during her criminal tenure. Okay. She said, frankly, I had thought at the time of Roe versus was decided there was concern about population growth, and particularly growth in populations that we don't want to have too many of. She should have been thrown in jail right there, right then and there. And this should come as no surprise for Donald Trump to talk about how she's honorable due to the fact that Barack Hussein Obama was giving over $100 million to Planned Parenthood, and Washington Times recently reported back in June that Donald Trump's administration upped it $100 million to $600 million. I know you didn't hear that, but you're not looking for the facts neither. You're just doing what you're told. You're just parroting what you're told. But this is true. If you'd like to question me on any of this, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Matter of fact, if you want to go ahead and lay out the straight stick next to the crooked one, we have none other than the late Justice Scalia, who stated the Constitution contains no right, God-given right, to abortion. It's not to be found in the long-standing traditions of our society, nor can it be deduced from the text of the Constitution. But these devils have, and what do? They honor one another, don't they? They sure do. They honor one another. We have my friend Cody calling from Illinois. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Bradley.
Hey, brother.
I didn't have a whole lot on Theodore Ginsburg, although I did notice, I don't know, 6 or 8 months ago, that she voted with Gorsuch, and that new Kavanaugh voted against, I think it was a double jeopardy, which, I thought that was interesting that Kavanaugh did not really rule in a conservative fashion, but yet...
Well, they do it all the time.
On that particular...
Cody, they do it all the time. They promise the world everything. You know, here, let's go back to Donald Trump, because he seems to be a lightning rod here with all of his worshipers. It's interesting to note that Donald Trump is now going off his second term. And what he's running off of concerning his second term is the same promises that he gave during the first run for the presidency of the United States of America, calling for the draining of the swamp once again. And what's interesting, 5 years later, he has not prosecuted one criminal politician. As a matter of fact, he's done just the exact opposite in granting clemency. This is just the tip of the iceberg. This is the same thing with the judges. This is the same thing with the said representatives. They promise the people what they want to hear, and once they get there, they turn on who? Not the corrupt politicians, but the people that they promised to serve.
If we wish to remain ignorant and free, we have what never was and never will be.
Exactly. Thomas Jefferson said that. I used to tell the kids that if you expect to remain free and you stay stuck on stupid, you expect what never was and what will never be. And it's exactly what we need to begin to parrot to the older generation today, because that's exactly where we're at, Cody. I appreciate you, brother.
Yeah. You know how they bring a lot of these federal laws into is by making people a citizen. What were you before the Civil War? You know, before they made black citizens, you were a state citizen.
Yeah, well, we used to call, well, let me take it another step. You look at the said representatives today, they're supposed to be called state representatives or representatives of the people. What are the American people? They've been taught to call them politicians, which is a slang word for those that are supposed to represent we the people. So there's a word play going on here, and we see the scale of immorality in the American people on that slide falling backwards, sliding backwards year after year. because they don't do their own due diligence, Cody. I mean, yeah. You know, when we're on the radio here, it's easy to blame the left, right, and Pelosi for this, and Donald Trump for that, and Joe Biden for this. Well, the fact of the matter is through those little games concerning the WWE, isn't it interesting that no matter how bad it seems to get, and no matter how many crimes that are exposed concerning these corrupt politicians on both sides, every single time it's the American people that lose. It's not them that lose. It's we, the people, that lose because we put up with these games, and I'm quite frankly sick and tired of it.
I am too, and let me add one last thing. It was kind of the main reason I called in. It's been bothering me this week is they said no war. I kind of like to call out all these military guys that supposedly take an oath to the Constitution because they're all part of the problem. The Constitution says wars should be voted on by Congress, and they said no war since World War II has been voted on by Congress. I was reading an article, you know, that's just atrocious that we have people that are so-called patriots and they don't even understand that they need to follow the Constitution, and that's our biggest problem is we're this military-industrial complex.
Yeah.
Taking our rights away.
Yeah. I'm just looking at these comments right now. Thank you for your call, brother. I totally appreciate you. And thanks for weighing in once again. 1-866-582-9933. Here, folks, I just want to give you some more ignorance of these people just jumping online. Stupid as a bunch of rocks. Yep, I said that. Stupid as a bunch of rocks. And what do? They sit there and do nothing but demean what you're saying, and the fact of the matter is they don't understand that they're demeaning the very laws that stand against the crimes that they mean to advocate for and uphold. I mean, folks, you need to understand something. You're doing it to yourselves. I'm not doing it to you. You're doing it to yourselves. Here, this lady just said to me, what do you want over Trump, Biden, or a pedo? Here, listen to Mrs. Mrs. I watch way too much TV, and I'm here to parrot what the teleprompter's telling the useful idiots in the mainstream media. I'm parroting what they're saying. Hey, lady, there's 1,152 different presidential contenders. How brainwashed are you? You've been taken in to believe that there's only two. See, now do you understand what I'm saying? When I'm saying you're doing it to yourself, you are doing it to yourself. Well, I've never heard of 1,152 other presidential contenders. Of course not. Isn't that my point? The media doesn't want you to know that you have different options. They want to continuously play off the two that the powers that are tolerated have hand-delivered to you, and what you don't realize is they're both on the same team. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Wake up, ignoramuses. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back on the other side of the break.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
We're just a few hours away from a big announcement from President Donald Trump.
We are appointing a Supreme Court justice for that.
The president is expected to nominate Judge Amy Coney Barrett to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the U.S. Supreme Court. She has been a leading candidate and was a finalist to be the president's second Supreme Court pick in 2018. Barrett met with the president at the White House earlier this week. If confirmed, Barrett, who serves on the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, would be the president's third Supreme Court nominee, following Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, and just the fifth woman to serve on the High Court. With her ascension to the Supreme Court, Barrett would further solidify the conservative majority, widening it to 6-3 and diluting the power of Chief Justice John Roberts as a swing vote. This is USA Radio News.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a campaign stop in Atlanta, Georgia, President Donald Trump announced a new plan focused on economic empowerment for black Americans.
I'm here today to announce a brand new plan to deliver more opportunity, more security, more fairness, and more prosperity to black communities. We call it the Platinum Plan. Platinum Plan. And that's a contract with black Americans, and it's going to be something that people talk about for a long time to come.
The Platinum Plan highlights several areas the president plans to focus on in his second term if reelected, including a pledge of 3 million new jobs for the black community, creating 500,000 new black-owned businesses throughout the United States. The campaign also vows to make Juneteenth a national holiday and to prosecute the KKK and Antifa as terrorist organizations. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Yeah, I can honestly, I'm just going over these comments, friends, because they're, the fact of the matter is, let's call it for what it is. These people are too cowardice to call in and to set me straight. And that number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And these are grown-ups. Look at the, hey folks, look what the grown-ups have done with this country. Enough said? Yeah. Wisdom is justified by her children. Oh, my goodness. Look at the older generations have done with this country, friends. You know what they do? I got friends over here on these comments right now and say, I just can't believe these comments. Oh, I can believe it. I deal with it all the time. They're brainwashed. They're totally brainwashed. And they're praising the very administration that's undermining the Constitution. This new appointee to the U.S. Supreme Court, you can rest assured you're going to get more of the same. Rest assured. Promise. No question about it. Until the American people take their government back, this is going to continue. It's going to continue on. Let's get back over to this. And we're talking about the Honorable Ruth Bader Ginsburg. This is what the media is reporting. She's honorable. During her criminal tenure, she's responsible for the murder of over 30 million babies. The president comes behind, finds out of her death, and talks about how awesome she was and honorable she was. Nothing could be further from the truth. Nor is it constitutional what she did. See, it's the judge's job to make reference, to play the referee, to make reference to God's common law, his moral law. Okay? And condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Not to legislate, not to play the activist from the bench like she did. Somehow that's honorable. Well, that's what they're all doing, friends. Because people don't know what the law says. They'll always do what you let them get away with, right? Well, let's go to homosexual marriage. This is another one. Isn't this interesting? You know, they say the last two stages before a nation is judged is homosexuality and abortion. Yeah. Well, think about this. The American people have allowed their government to sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb, 3,000 to 4,000 a day. All right? They've also attempted to rewrite marriage which belongs to the church, the institution of the church, not government. There's a wall separating government from the church concerning what they're doing today. They've completely reversed that through the ACLU, a communist organization, and now people believe that there's lines between church and state. It's not what Thomas Jefferson said. He said there's an erected wall barring the government from what it's doing to you today. Again, for the record. But now they wanted to step into homosexual marriage. Well, it should come as no surprise because they actually appointed another honorable judge named Alina Kagan, who's at war with our military, and her objective was, and her appointment was, to go queerify Harvard. That's a fact. You want to talk about the debased? You want to talk about the reprobate? Romans 1:24, 1 Corinthians 13:33. I'm sorry, 1 Kings 13:33. There you have it. They wanted to basically redefine marriage. Two men can get married now, and two. It's never been about that, by the way. They're just another group that they're using as a political battering ram to upend the U.S. Constitution. That's all. It's what they're doing with Black Lives Matters right now. It's what they've done with the Muslims. It's what they've done with the communists. And the American people still think that this is normal. No, it's not normal at all. But Ruth Bader Ginsburg, bearing the fruit of the devil, this wicked woman, she continued her assault on American common law, the very laws that she swore to uphold, by the way, with her hand on the Bible. She said the change in people's attitude on marriage equality, by the way, there's no such thing, equality is under the law, not above the law. Read the Constitution, okay? She said the change in people's attitude on marriage equality has been enormous. I think as more people came out of the closet, right, and said, this is who I am. The rest recognized they are one with us. Oh, they are. Yeah. Yeah. Tear down God's law, advocate what he condemns, and establish that which is unconstitutional. Yep, that's how you create a new constitution. Oh, by the way, for those that didn't know, the dishonorable Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she's also responsible for, if you haven't seen this, you can easily go online. But you can see how she dishonors God and dishonors our laws. She actually presided over a couple that were married. Two men. She was the one that actually presided over the ceremony. Now, so again, just so you can understand, the word honorable has been revised to mean just the exact opposite today by the President of the United States of America, and again, hand in glove with the mainstream media. Okay? There's nothing honorable about this wicked, wicked human being. I wonder how that's working out for her right now. Trying to turn a nation against God and his law. And the American people have the audacity to sit back and listen to this heretical nonsense coming from the administration that she was honorable. Wow. Wow. Again, friends, we're talking about things right now that you just can't make up. Only the media would throw this kind of stuff out there in hopes that you would believe that Ruth Bader Ginsburg is honorable. I guess it's honorable. And how many, you know what's interesting? How many people that profess to be Christians right now that are totally standing on the side of Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Donald Trump and calling her honorable? And it shows you why we are in trouble today in this country on so many different levels. So she advocates murder, the murder of the innocent in the womb. She does that which is unconstitutional. She advocates homosexuality and gay marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. Never. And somehow we're supposed to believe that she's honorable. Everything's good as long as the president says it. So in conclusion, notice with me that the world is emulating the likes of these modern day fact checkers, as I started off this segment, in creating a God that looks just like them, which God condemns, Exodus chapter 20, verse 4. And in worshiping and honoring these devils that transgress the very laws that they are in fact to uphold. I guess it's honorable to tear down the laws that so many sacrifice themselves in upholding against tyrants in third world countries. I guess it's honorable for their posterity to go ahead and honor those that are here in America tearing them down. Wow. You stinking hypocrites. You make me sick, to say the least. You make me sick. Yet look at the church hand in glove with the president, praising the devil, right? No wonder why they become a reproach. No wonder why the younger generation is out on the streets protesting the older generation. Yep, the fruit of the indoctrination systems in public schools throughout America, that the good people that are praising Donald Trump that were sending their kids to public school to be illegally indoctrinated by the federal government through the violation of the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Yeah, that's, folks, so consider the source, right? Consider the source. This is why they're being laughed at. This is why nobody respects them. This is why people are angry. These are the same hand-picked individuals in government capacity who are guilty of leaving off God's word and taking on fallible man's. Read Romans 1:22. They profess to be wise, but the Bible says they're clearly fools. And I'm here to tell you firsthand, they are fools indeed. And what they don't realize is they're helping corruption create a new form of government that means to overthrow themselves. The truth of the matter is that Ruth Bader Ginsburg was in fact a wicked woman who has a lot of blood on her hands and is now facing her judge in whom she meant to dethrone. Just think about that. Hebrews 9:27, Revelations 21, verse 8. She had to face her judge that she meant to dethrone. She wanted to create a world at war with God. My Bible tells me that every knee will bow and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and you can rest assured she's already had to do that, regardless if she liked it or not. You know, and the fact of the matter is, oh, how the devil loves to mock Christ. It's not good for you to put yourself in that position. It's not good for you to side with those that are at war with God, because he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. And just like the tyrant said, Napoleon Bonaparte, when he said the Bible is no mere book, it's a power that conquers all that oppose it, you better rest assured. That's a fact. And see, what's sad here is that there are too many people that just don't want to know the difference. They're willfully ignorant. They're so, you know, folks, they love their country so much that they're willing to let someone else sacrifice themselves to remain free. See, but when it comes to them, no, they just go right along with the flow. They just follow the arm. They put themselves under the arm of the flesh. They reap the curse and they wonder why. It's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end is death. They follow their favorite politicians straight to hell, not knowing that during our foundations, our forefathers were waving flags, appeal to heaven, and no king but King Jesus. And instead of being Christocrats, guess what they are? They've been caught up into the unconstitutional games of being a Democrat or a Republican. Nowhere in the Constitution. Read Article 4, Section 4. 101 party affiliations. Too stupid to take the time, too ungrateful to take the time to say thank you to those that sacrificed themselves, namely the Christ on Calvary, and knowing his word, and standing up against the very ones that they're praising today. But no, that far be it from their lot. No, they want to sit there and they want to call people names that are telling them the truth. They want to shoot the messenger. And it reminds me of the analogy of the dog that kept barking. And I'll be that dog. I'll be a fool for Christ. Amen. I'll give you that analogy right when we get back on the other side of this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Final segment coming up, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay. Bradley Dean is a man who knows what it means to speak the truth. In this day and age, it's extremely important to have a voice for the voiceless and a caring person who loves God and country enough to fight for it. Listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show for the truth that will open your eyes and speak directly to your heart.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment, 1-866-582-9933. Hey, to all of you sarcastic fools out there, I do want to say I do appreciate you sharpening me on so many different fronts, because what you don't understand is if it wasn't for the enemy, we wouldn't be here as to where we're at today. You've educated me. Because I listen to the ignorant things that come out of your mouths and your posts, and it's just like, are you kidding me? But what's sad about all of it is some of you people actually believe your rhetoric. And trying to get you to understand is like trying to minister healing oil to a dead horse. You don't want to know it. You deserve the hell that you're creating. And you deserve the hell that you're going to. To those that reject the counsel of God, end up exactly where they belong. It's just that simple. And you can call that hate all that you want to. That's not hate. That's love. Now, I'm not a hellfire preacher, and why am I not a hellfire preacher? Because it's not scriptural. We fear God. We repent before God, not before hell. Luke 12:4, Acts 20, verse 21, Acts 2:38, Matthew 3:2, the list goes on. But again, friends, love tells you the truth. Hate doesn't do that. And I can, for the life of me, until I'm blue in the face, continuously warn some of you people, and it's like, you know what? Okay, that's okay. That's where you're at. I just got done reading the book of Judges. There came a point where the Lord said, no more. No more. And I've been there quite a few times. And it's not a job that you would apply for, let me tell you. It's just a call that you respond to. Many are called, but few are chosen. Who are the chosen? Those that respond to the call. I just had Greg say, we live in a sin-filled world. He said, let me know when you have conquered it. I haven't conquered the world. Jesus Christ, my Savior from sin, conquered the world. And my Bible tells me that we're joint heirs with Christ, Greg. If you knew the Word of God, you wouldn't have wrote that. Okay? And furthermore, you used the word conquered, or at least you tried to. You spelled conquered. You misspelled that, by the way. And in all sincerity, I'm answering you in sincerity. I'm not trying to knock you down. But the fact of the matter is you should know what you're talking about before you stick both feet in your mouth. Romans 8:37 tells us what? We're made more than conquerors that through him that loved us. Let me ask you something, Greg. What is it that overcomes the world? Well, 1 John 5:2, even our faith. Okay, we're not succumbers. We're not get buyers. We're overcomers. Doesn't the Bible tell us, Greg, in 1 John 4:4, that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world? Doesn't the Bible say that we're blessed? Blessed is he that endureth temptation, for when he's tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. We're not get buyers. We're called to give the answers to the world, Greg. The answers that many of you refuse to accept. Because you think where you're at is just A-OK because of the hireling that preached a false grace that you took on and that you continuously use as an occasion for the flesh. You, sir, do not understand Scripture. You, sir, are the very fruit of the modern gospel that has made wide and broad the gates of hell. Not straight and narrow and difficult is the way. So you are an heir biblically. And the fact of the matter is, I'm playing the faithful witness that you might be delivered. Okay? The Bible tells us faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. You love those that kiss you, just like Judas did Jesus Christ when he betrayed him for 30 pieces of silver. You are a Judas. And you play the Judas when you stand on the wrong side of Scripture. That's what Scripture teaches us, brother from another mother. So do yourself a favor, at least know what you're talking about before you shoot at someone that's trying to give you the facts. You remind me of the guy that was laying in bed, and his faithful dog kept barking and barking and barking and barking. And the man that was laying in bed, you know, that had his head on that false grace pillow that was set there for him so he could use it as the occasion for the flesh, he just laid there and he was disturbed by the guy that was barking. See, the guy that was barking was trying to warn him of the wrath to come. You see, and what happened is the dog kept barking, and the guy got up and went over and grabbed a piece of paper and he started to beat his dog down, just like you, Greg. And what's interesting to notice is the dog quit barking for a moment. So what did the guy do? He went back upstairs and he got back in bed. And guess what? The dog starts barking again. I'm that dog. Barking again and again and again. The Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. It's exactly what I'm doing. What does he make reference to? By the way, that's John 16, verse 8. If you go back to 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. For doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. Right? Oh, remember Revelations 3:2, Greg. Jesus said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. Remember he said, I stand at the door and knock, just like I am right now, Greg? Yeah. See, let's bring that into the equation here. Guy goes back upstairs, lays down. He wants to go back to sleep. He doesn't want to be disturbed by his dog. But little did he know that that dog was trying to warn him of an individual that was trying to break into his house. You see? And in the process of doing that, the dog starts to bark again. Oh, this time the owner was angry. He gets up and this time he picks up a broom and starts to beat down his dog, Greg. Starts to beat down his dog because he didn't want to be warned about what was going on outside of that door concerning the impending dangers. This is what a faithful preacher does, by the way. And so the dog shuts up for a couple more minutes, and lo and behold, he goes back upstairs, says to himself, the dog does it again, I'm done with him. Goes upstairs, the individual on the outside of the house actually tries to get through one of the windows, and the dog starts to bark again and again, just like Bradley Dean. Barking all day long, blowing the trumpet, trying to wake people up to understand their state before a just and a holy God. So the dog barks. And he barks a little more and a little more and a little more. He gets more aggressive. The owner, sick and tired of the dog, gets up, grabs his shotgun out of the closet, goes downstairs, and what does he do? He shoots his dog dead. Can't have that no more. Sound familiar? See, this is why the prophets have been kicked out of the church, friends. They don't want those troubleshooters inside exposing the issues of the church. of the day. You know, IBM, by the way, they have something called troubleshooters. Did you know that these big corporations actually hire people to go inside of their corporations, these huge corporations, to find out what's wrong with their companies, that they can fix them, that they might have a greater flow? Boy, it's interesting how the world will do that, but the church refuses that. Many of them they'll beat, they'll throw away. Many of them they'll stone. As a matter of fact, many of them, they even killed them in scriptures. 11 of the 12 apostles were actually martyred. You know, what was the message that they were given to the world during their time? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You know, the message was to put your eyes on the Christ, not on man. Because every time you put your eyes on man, history repeats itself, doesn't it? Read Isaiah 30, you'll understand what I'm talking about. Oh, and by the way, going back to the man that shot his dog dead because he didn't want to listen to him bark anymore, you know what he did? He actually went back upstairs, put his gun away, jumped back into bed. The guy finally broke in because there was no more dogs to bark and to warn him of his impending danger. And at length, the criminal breaks into his house, kills the owner, and robs him blind. Isn't that what the enemy comes to do, is to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10? Isn't that exactly what I'm trying to avoid? Isn't this what I'm trying to warn you of, friends? He wants your soul. He wants you to take that. He wants you to go straight to hell, where he belongs. And my message is, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Christ died on the cross. And the Bible tells us that we're to follow him, who's the way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6. Also read John 8:32, that we might understand true liberty, not licentiousness, liberty. Make distinction. Webster's 18:28. 2 Corinthians 3:17, that we might be called a blessed nation by the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We are. Psalm 33:12. But we have to come to terms with the Lord, and the terms to meet the Lord are repent. And the way that you do that is you read Exodus 20, you read his moral law, and you confess that you violated every one of them before you and him, nobody else. You go into your closet and do that. You don't do that at an altar call neither, because those are unscriptural as well, by the way. Between you and the Lord, you read his Ten Commandments, and you confess to him how you violated them, and let that law drive you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more, where you put your faith in Jesus Christ. Hebrews 12:2. That's what the Holy Ghost does. He hovers around the cross, right, to fulfill the word. He brings the conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Read 2 Corinthians 7:10 when you get a moment. Hey, folks, faithful witnesses tell you things that you don't want to hear. When I do high school assemblies, I'll ask young people. When I do colleges, I'll ask the professors, which ones love? To wave my hands before you go over the end of the cliff? Or for me to stand back and laugh as you go over the end and crash at the bottom to your own destruction? You better define love, brothers and sisters, because what I'm seeing concerning your comments is nothing but hate against the Word of God. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 20.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.